The Debt is basically a Caper Gone Wrong movie that tracks the issues and consequences of the going wrong through the lives of the three people most involved, going off into other genres of movie according to the problems that result. Its non-chronological organization is necessary to keep it from looking like a series of developments that threatens to never end until the movie makers get a little desperate to find a conclusion. But every section of The Debt is very well done, and if you keep in mind that Jessica Chastain, Martin Chokas, Sam Worthington age into Helen Mirren, Tom Wilkinson, and Kieran Hines, the original chronology will be pretty clear. There are so many unexpected twists and turns that I can say little about the plot or plots, except that there's always one central issue intermingled with the related issues, and that there's always mystery and suspense within a mostly credible situation. It may be that the shift from, for example, a very quick caper movie to a psychological battle involves too much variety in relationship between movie and audience, but any such problem is outweighed by the novelty of bouncing from one kind of movie to another, and until the very end, there is nothing strained about how all the elements relate. Moral delicacies are occasionally a little outdated. For example, you may boggle at the American government's qualms about killing a character based on Joseph Mengele. But maybe a couple decades ago we had different standards. That's not the only serious issue The Debt may make you think about. It's serious quality stuff for grown-ups, surprising and extremely welcome at this juvenile time of the movie year. Jim Erickson, over and out.